There was always music in our home.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, from Anson Weeks and his orchestra at the Hotel Mark Hopkins in San Francisco. I'll see you again.
In the late 1940s, when I was born, Dad was working around San Francisco on the radio and in hotel orchestras. Mom always joked that Dad played the violin and she played the phonograph and the radio. She had a record changer in the kitchen that still played the old 78s while she was cooking.
Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your little genius, bless your heart. I'm so proud of you.
My dad would laugh. He said her taste in music was old-fashioned, even while the music he played at work wasn't exactly cutting edge. She liked the classics, too. I had my own little old radio. I was listening to it all the time before I could read very well.
I'm the Comic Weekly Man, the jolly Comic Weekly Man, and I'm here to read the funnies to you happy boys and honeys. Rock it away! Rock it away! I rock it to the moon!
And like a lot of kids, I had fantasies about space travel.
Looks like a giant balloon!
Dear Mamma Mia!
In my imagination, I traveled far and wide, visiting distant lands and faraway people.
Over weary wastes of veldt and jungle, the drums bring you a story of Africa.
In the early 50s, my dad started losing his music jobs. Nobody wanted live orchestras on the radio anymore. Hotels had music maybe once a week if they had live music at all. My dad put up advertising signs on our lawn and started to give lots of music lessons.
No, you can't do it that way.
I guess I was sensitive. Didn't like to see fights between my dad and his students. Plus, Mom and Dad were fighting, or disagreeing as they called it, about money and how to get it. So I withdrew even more into my radio, spent all my time with it after school.
The Clyde Beatty Show.
Romance. Soldier, watch out!
Make way for Captain Raymond!
But even
I think my folks figured that since I was spending so much time with radio, I could benefit from expanding my horizons. So on my 9th birthday, they gave me a shortwave. And a new world opened for me. Even at my tender age, I knew this was the real deal. Other voices in other countries, far from that fantasy stuff on the AM radio. This is what I'd been looking for, even though I hadn't known it. And then, one day, out of the blue...
The promise of the future.
What the heck? I felt like I was being shot out into space. And then the radio erupted. Hardly eat for days, I was so upset. My mom and dad couldn't hear it, maybe needless to say. She tried to make a cheerful atmosphere to cheer me up. At least the future didn't stick around too long, and then the shortwave went back to the big old present-day world it had always been. but I never forgot. As I got older and then got really old, the future I'd heard as a kid really came true. At least I wasn't surprised by it or shocked, thanks to my trusty shortwave radio.